He didn't write it or sing lead on it, but they asked him about it anyway.
Living the rock and roll lifestyle is not easy, but it's interesting. Bocozy scours the internet for rock and roll dirt so you don't have to. It's time for Rock Gossip. Powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale. Connecticut's classic rock.
20 years ago today, we lost Rick Danko from the band. He died of heart failure in Woodstock, New York. That's his home at age 56. Side note, I'm not surprised. Saw him backstage in Philadelphia with several women and piles of drugs. Personal observation. I knew that dude wouldn't last very long. Anyway, the song The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, written by Robbie Robertson. It was not a single by the band, but Joan Baez had a big hit with it. They asked Rick Danko. He's the bass player and fiddle player, and he sings, but he didn't sing lead on that. He sang backup. His interpretation of it. Here's Rick Danko.
I'm sure that there's a history lesson in there somewhere, but I don't know if I should talk too much about it. I just sang on the choruses and did a lot of da 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 da. I kind of felt like Johnny Cash.
Okay.
That. On that part, on the na-na's.
Gotcha. Thank you once again. Ozzy had offered a $25,000 reward for the recovery of equipment that belonged to Randy Rhoads. Randy Rhoads' mom, Dolores Rhoads, had a music school, and there was kind of a shrine to Randy Rhoads since his death in 1982. Ozzy said, "I'm heartbroken that these treasured physical memories of Randy and Dolores have been taken from the family, so I've decided to offer a $25,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction and return of the stolen items. Here's some good news. Many of them have been recovered. Not sure what happened. Maybe somebody realized they were Randy Rhoads stuff and felt bad about it. They didn't actually return them. They put them in a dumpster. A woman named Bobby Fredericks spotted the items in a North Hollywood dumpster. She was walking her dog on Saturday. She knew something was wrong here. So she got all the stuff, took it in out of the rain, and called the police. There was 40 years worth of photos and fan gifts stolen. Randy's first electric guitar is still missing, but they got a lot of that stuff back. Most of it's back, but for the rest of the stuff, Ozzy still offers a $25,000 reward.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip, powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.